How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we appreciate and thank you for tuning in to yet another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Now, as we have rocketed past 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, there is only one place to look now, and that's to the 200K marker. That's where we're going to next, and it's thanks to people like you who tune in every single week. Sit back, enjoy the show this week. We got a doozy for you. Should be a lot of laughs, should be a lot of fun. Spread the news, spread the idea. Click that subscribe button, the Brilliantly Dumb Show, coming for it all in 2026.
Look at this one, Michael.
Yeah, see that would really go nice. That would go well.
That's a bobblehead. Oh yeah.
With this piece right here.
That would be really nice. I think we got some more here. Let me see.
Yeah. Mike, you know when he said when I came on with the chain and all? You ever see when Zuckerberg comes on Rogan and he's all like tripped out, like he was going through like a change?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it fits his persona. I've seen you with the chain. I was just curious, like, if you were going out. I wasn't like
silver?
Really to break your balls about the chain necessarily.
Yeah.
Is that silver, D?
Yeah.
You're a silver guy now.
Well, I mean, the road got it for me. I didn't have a choice.
Silver's down. Silver's up,
like
Joe. Gold's
like
down.
It.
Silver's up.
Yeah, I like it.
See, being Italian, I've always just had gold chains. Like
yellow gold.
I know it's so cliche, but that's just bracelets and gold and necklaces. It's always
I had my. I went to a big dinner on Friday night, so I had to stay in my in-laws Friday night.
Shocker there.
Shocker. We came home yesterday, and I had the
must
chain
have been a
on.
Long weekend.
No. Friday night dinner. It was a Friday night dinner. He's talking from the jet setters over. But anyway, I had the gold chain on, and my mother-in-law goes, "You're not going to wear that on your show. Those guys will never stop breaking your chops."
Why?
I'm talking about you and Joe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the little serpent kind thing.
I have the horn. Yeah.
I have the horn.
Yeah.
Don't break Bob's chops because he's a good guy. He's
Bob's
a really
great guy. Yeah. Don't break his chops. He's the best. Yeah. It is unbelievable the reputation that he's got as opposed to me and you, Joe. It's like my dad will be like, "That cuts." Like, my dad is obsessed with Joe now. Like, and my dad does not consume any content whatsoever. None. Doesn't have any apps, nothing. But obviously, out of support for us, by the way, shout out 100K.
Yeah, that's
shout out
100K. Really.
Shout out 100K.
Really nice. Really nice. Now, I got to tell you, man, I do think the D-Man, I mean, I know some of this has come from the Hater series, but I thought the Brilliantly Dumb Show faithful is always going to hold us accountable. Now, I'm all good for the hostile, good banter, but
I'm the most hated man in America, Bob.
No,
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't. No.
Well, I would maybe not the most. That's an exaggeration for sure. But I think I probably cracked the top 50 list right now as it stands with this Hater series going on. I mean, Michael, you got to see. It's unbelievable.
Top 50 most hated, Joe.
Well, okay. Can you name
there's violent criminals out there.
Yeah, Mikey, try and name 15 more hated than
or
than
10. Even give me 10.
I could give you 10 easy. I could give you.
Give me 10.
Well, I said 50.
I can't. Yeah, maybe. I mean, 50's hard to list because I'd have to look up like names and stuff. But 10, I could give you 10 off the
give
rip.
Me 10.
I could give you
rip them off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all know. And listen, here's the problem with this conversation. This is not politically aligned left or right. But
right,
Donald Trump is much more hated than Joe.
Yeah,
100%.
Sure, sure. Oh, I mean, it's not even close. That's fine.
Okay, there you go. I would say Roger Goodell is more hated than Joe.
Yeah.
I'd say the commissioner of the NFL is more hated than Joe. I would say Portnoy is more hated than Joe.
Yeah.
I would say people hate Portnoy. There's a bigger camp that hates Portnoy more than Joe.
That's three.
After three, it gets a little hard. I guess it gets a little tricky.
So when I say 50, that's not like unprecedented. That's not like an exaggeration.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you say criminals or like People don't know these guys.
Like, well, that's the problem. You don't know them by name. But obviously, if I said to you, here, who do you hate more, Joe or this guy who is convicted of rape? I'm taking the rapist. I hate him more automatically.
I would like people to who have think a platform. So,
right, Bob? Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would like to think so.
Right, I'm saying exactly. People who have so there's a lot of those out there, though. There's a lot.
Yeah.
So those are automatically more hated. Guys who committed cold-blooded murder. Yes, but those more than Joe.
They're not known, though, unless it's like a Dahmer kind of guy.
Animal abusers, I'm taking over Joe.
Right, but those we're talking guys.
Like internet personality. If we say internet personalities, oh, let's say that. If you had to give a top five hated internet personalities, Bob, you think Joe's in the top five?
Right now, I might be close.
If you asked me that a month ago or a couple weeks ago, I would say no. Now, and again, Joe takes it well. I think there's some things if Joe will say, I'll be like, all right, he's gonna get rocked for that. But then there's some things last week that I'll see some stuff that I don't think is fair at all. There's some where it's like, all right, he's gonna get banged. But then there's some where it's like, I don't think that is fair at all. And I know we talk about Joe all the time, but there is that, people don't understand the Joe. I mean, Gutsy is a very, very big, big heart, very, very unselfish guy as well, which a lot of people don't know.
Correct.
But I do think this has kind of taken on a world of its own. And again, some of it, Joe, I'll be the first to tell you,
nitpick him, though. They nitpick everything about him. And it's like, so did you see the Big John tweet? It went mega viral, 28 million views of him ordering Chinese in Dubai. I quote tweeted it and put out the video of Cutsy doing the Vancouver order.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Cutsy kind of similar. I was like, this was 2 years ago. I was like, it needs to be, Cutsy needs his flowers.
Good order.
And people underneath are like, I didn't hear one please or thank you in the order. It was a 45-second snippet of like a 2-minute video. And I'm like, these people are reaching. You're reaching. So where I lose my patience is you can break his balls all you want. But like when you start talking about him being a dad, like just shut the fuck up. Like you have no idea of his day to day with his family. Like that's absurd.
That's over the line.
Like he doesn't love his. Like come on.
Somebody said it's pretty evident to me that Nicole and Joe just don't want to be parents.
That's fucking nuts.
Literally give my life for my son and for my wife, and I'd probably take a bullet, not maybe a fatal one, but for my dog as well. I'd take a bullet at least in the leg or the arm or something.
Fleshy
part
of the thigh.
That's Sopranos reference, Bob. Right over Bob's head there. But I will say, like, for you to think that because I need some help with, the day-to-day, because when we're traveling stuff, I don't have family here. Nicole, we don't have a support system. For people to think that it's absurd that I have, someone to come help Nicole out, that's just crazy. So, I can tolerate the shit. I can tolerate the hate, and I actually get a kick out of it sometimes. I'll go peep the comments. I'll fire back. I think it's fun, but it has taken on a completely like whole new level with the hater series. It's pretty wild to see, which tells me, Bob, that we're doing a good job.
I was just going to come back to that. I was going to say Joe reminds me of like a very successful WWF heel from like the 80s, like the Million Dollar Man. He's got a ton of heat on him. And that's a good thing. It means he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. But at the end of the day, people need to realize like just like that, like this is not like he's not some guy who's just, stealing from people and crazy things. It's just nuts.
His next hater is rolling in Wednesday. We're filming with the hater. The guy's first post, it's like a travel thing from him. And the thing that comes up, he's got like the money fan showing how much money. You know, when you were like a kid and you made money, like you would put out the money around the bed in like a circle. Sure. It's that. Like he has that. It's awesome.
These guys are all the same breed too, man.
All right, guys. Football season has ended. We're looking for things to do in my household. The winter has got us in its claws, in its grip. But our friends from SeatGeek, the official sponsor of today's Brilliantly Dumb Show, have got your back. Tickets to live sporting events, concerts, events, you name it, they've got it. That's why they're the number one rated ticketing app on the internet with over 35 million downloads. 35 million. The best part about SeatGeek, in my opinion, you put in your location, They geolocate you, and it gives you all the events. Very little work that you have to do yourself. They're doing it for you. They're going to find you exactly what you're looking for, where you're looking for it. 2026 FIFA World Cup. I'd love to get my hands on some of those tickets. And of course, the boys have got your back when it comes to getting a little bit of a discount. You can use code DUMB10 for 10% off of your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. A big thank you to our official sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, SeatGeek.
I will say there's a lot of people who DM me who want to be on the Hater Series who are actually nice about it. And they're like, you know, I think it could be fun and stuff. But then there's guys who just, they are trying so hard. Yeah. Like the messages that, like, there's guys who do like daily counter checks to tell me how much they hate me. Like it's like day 47 of me telling you how much I hate your fucking guts. I actually commend them for like being regimented. Like you got to be like really organized to be like, oh God, I make sure I send that 48th day, you know, hate, you know, DM. But a lot of these guys are just, it's baffling. The last two we've had, Bob, am I wrong? It's mind boggling to see these guys out in the wild.
Did I mention on the last podcast, and I'll stop if I did, the keyboard warrior guy who I talked to?
Not on this.
Yes, he did. He said it was the guy who he finally got in contact with after all these insane DMs. And the guy's like, yeah, I have no interest in doing anything. He's like, I just love to just to be a troll. He admitted to be a troll.
I guess it's a hobby now, Michael, just to go online 100%. And just talk shit. I mean, I don't know.
He answered the Zoom call, and the Brilliant Dumb Show was in the back on this TV. And he's like, hey, Bob, like, I gotta be honest. I'm just a keyboard warrior. He's like, I'll fully admit it. Like, I don't really hate Joe. I was like, so why did you take the call? He's like, kind of just wanted to see you, Bob. I mean, he has to do the Zoom call.
I mean, Bob's like, the golden boy, dude. He's an enigma to get him on a FaceTime. I don't even get FaceTimes from Bob.
But Joe,
have you gotten Bob's,
But Bob's not really a FaceTimer.
No, I'm not.
I'm starting to become more of a FaceTime guy.
He's a voice memo guy. He's a voice memo guy.
Yeah,
he loves a voice note.
Yeah. I got Grant into that now. Grant will always voice memo now. It's just you get so much more done.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? You don't have to like
fiddle in your fucking It is convenient unless you're just parked on the couch and that's a different story.
Yeah.
If you're saying something that's a little offside too, a lot of people don't keep the voice notes, so it's safer as well because it's not saved in the annals of that text.
You can keep voice memos. I still to this day have no idea when you keep them.
Where to get them?
Zero idea where they go. No clue. It says you kept it, but where? Where is it? No clue whatsoever. By the way, Bob, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I think it stays in the chat. No,
no, I don't know where it is. No one knows where it lives.
That's so true. I mean, you could say like you could save them, but you don't know where they go.
No, no,
They're saved on the cloud, which I still don't understand to this day.
But the last thing I'll say though, Petey, and I'm curious. Like honestly, do you think first off Joe's new move, which I think is so funny, because like imagine hitting up you know a guy, your favorite influencer or whatever. Cutsy will voice note him back and just be like, you know, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. Like he goes back at him in the voice note. Do you think you stir the pot with the comments back, Petey? Do you think that ignites the fire at all?
Oh, yeah. I fan the flames.
Okay. Yeah, okay. He does.
Okay, all right.
He
does.
I just want people to know that, like, hey, you know, you're writing like crazy shit like that. Like, if I see it, I'm going to come back. I'm not going to sit there like, you know, with my twiddling my thumbs and just like, oh, you know, user 579312 thinks that I'm a bad father. You know,
if you're responding to user 57912, that's number one, when they don't have a fucking name or anything. And it's
when the YouTube profile picture is like waves on a beach. It's like this guy's a fucking idiot, man.
Yeah. Or on like Twitter when it's just no profile picture at all. It's just a fucking blank.
Twitter. You've noticed I have not been around Twitter lately at all.
Every week you say you don't want to be on Twitter.
I don't think I've tweeted since like December.
I don't know the last time you tweeted, but I still think that you should be active on there. It's a great place.
It's a volatile app, Michael. It's a volatile app.
It is, but you just block. You just block.
Here's my biggest grind with my biggest pet peeve with Twitter is you can't retrace a conversation without three moves beforehand where you have to like click their profile, click into replies. Like, why is that so hard? Why can't I just see the thread of just people chirping in the tweets?
Twitter has its whole, like, it's got like a whole sub like language to it, like subtweeting and what's the other one, Bob?
Not good
like,
enough for that.
Quote you tweeting.
You reply to a tweet and then it does better than the tweet and they call that something and I forget what they call it. They call it something like when someone replies to a tweet and that reply goes viral for the tweet itself, it's called like ratioing or something like that. Have you heard this?
No.
Like a whole separate language in Twitter. It's fucking insane.
Well,
there's another guy, Elon Musk, more hated than me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's another one. Yeah. But it's few and far between. Like if you get 50, I think I break the mold of 50.
If it was internet personalities, it's not 50. I mean, it's not like I can't name 50. There's no way.
It might be 10.
Yeah, it's probably around 10.
I mean, at the same time, it's a testament to Bob DeSports and the Brilliant Ump Show to get there.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that's something to really consider.
Do you think me being outlandish on the show helps generate more people coming in? Because if so, I don't plan to change anytime soon. And I want to get, we just got 100,000. I want to get to 200,000 now.
Yeah, I like seeing people's journeys of you too, of seeing what they think. Like, I think a lot of wives now are getting into us and watching them. Like, I see videos of them trying to figure it out of what they think, and like husbands trying to explain to their wives of Joey Cold Cuts.
Parents, you got parents involved. My father could give two shits about everything I did on the internet till he saw Joe. So, there you go. Yeah. That speaks volumes.
I'm a big fan of your dad.
Yeah, well, it's just like we always say it, but the first thing that I said to my dad was I was at the Four Seasons, if I could just get the world to see what I see with this guy, we really got something. That was one of the first things I said.
That makes me sound like a circus freak, Bob.
Yeah, well, we've gone down that conversation.
By the way, before. The other day we're filming for Bob Does Sports, and tickets been really hard on J-Bone lately, on Jensen. And Bob goes, you know, you gotta lay off. You're too hard on him. And Ticket just looks at him and says, the guy who absolutely eviscerates every one of us on a day-to-day basis. And it's true.
That was good.
Bob has become like a circus, like a ringleader of us on the internet.
I'm all for the tough love approach, man. Yeah, I don't think we have enough of it. And I think that's why society is where we are, Bob, with this younger generation. These kids got it too fucking easy coming up, man. Whoa. They don't get the tough love.
I'll tell you, somebody like Jensen, he impresses me because like he really takes his licks, and it's really a sign that we really love him.
Yeah.
And man, he gets it tough, and he just takes it and Ticket can't look at him or say something to him without like calling him small or like referencing his size. Like, I think Mikey put up a picture. I think it was of you guys or him. Oh no. It was him and Mason at a shoot.
Yeah.
It said of mice and men.
Like, that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. Lenny and what's his name? Mice and Men. Big Lenny. What a shame.
You know, Mikey, one of the more horrifying things is if you're just going about your day, though, and all of a sudden you just see a notification that Brilliantly Dumb has tagged you in a story.
Your heart drops.
You don't know what you're getting.
Your stomach sinks completely, man.
That's terrible.
Stomach sinks completely.
The best is when you click it and it's just like a breezy shout out.
Yeah. It's like, what a relief. What a relief that is. What a relief.
Yeah.
It's like I see a can of watermelon have a day at a liquor store in Georgia. I'm like, woof, thank fucking God, man. Thank fucking God. You never know. It could be, you know, a very compromising post or photo.
And it comes when there's a slow day, like content-wise. That's when he comes back to like the old school
the archives.
Shit. The archives this guy has is so horrifying. I used to say to him like back in the day, and I haven't because I'm still a fat fuck. But I used to say that I was going to lose a lot of weight so that he could use the what would we call it, Bob?
The wall of shame.
The wall of shame. Because this guy had like certain stuff on me that I was like, that ain't making the cut. Like when I was in the old apartment, like sprawled out, like ass up, my gut hanging out. And this guy just.
But Joe, you know what? We could play it on the show and it's tough. And they were ripping me. We had a shoot that we had to do and they. now with Instagram, a lot of your old stuff comes up, like when you search somebody's name, and my Miami days have come up.
Mike, you remember the one I sent you?
Yes. I sent the one into the chat. That was brutal, dude. I didn't even know who that guy was. I was like, who the fuck is that? And then I was like,
So
it's
look,
like Bob in the Miami days is like the the Kardashians before their rise to fame. Like,
fuck off.
That's crazy. Am I not wrong, Bob? Like, it's like you see Kim Kardashian, like it's circa like 97, and then you see her now, and it's just
like Cristiano Ronaldo with the braces. He looks like a fucking troll that just walked out of a fucking cave somewhere in Uzbekistan, and there's Bob sitting in the car. Yo, I legit, when I saw it, I like did like a quick double take because I was like, whoa. It's like seeing pictures of me without the beard. It's fucked up, man.
Yeah, and also too, like Billy from Breezy, he thought it was AI, like dead serious thought it was AI.
That's the problem now, Bob. You don't know what's real. That's the problem.
I know, man. Yeah, and I mean those Miami days, I was in a tough place. I mean, that's where Joe says I made the deal with the devil. Like I was
Joe
bad.
Does love to say that all the time. Him and Ticket love it. You gotta stop saying that, Joe. You gotta stop saying that publicly.
I understand, but Michael, I've
you
never
gotta.
Seen a guy.
Wait, why? Is that bad?
Because I just feel like people are misinterpreting things nowadays.
It's a joke.
You know, there's
it's
a lot.
Joke.
All right. Well,
it's definitely a joke. But
I don't want to keep saying Bob made a deal with the devil.
But I will say this: it's the reason I say that is because it almost seems like now anything he's like King Midas. Anything he touches comes to gold. I'll give you a case in point. Last night we're watching UFC.
Strickland.
I told you. Anyways, and
Wait, what?
Oh, I did not tell you. I'm sorry. I said to Bob about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I said, you're going to want to take Strickland. He's a +250 dog. I think he's going to win outright.
All right.
I thought maybe it was in digest. That's on me. Hands up. Look. Okay. I'm putting my hand. Okay. And here's the thing, Mikey. This guy's nowhere to be found. Okay. I'm like, I thought we were going to watch.
This was yesterday. Last night. Yes.
This guy comes out of the woodwork and goes, sorry, I was within the road, which is fine. No problem. Then proceeds to take my next two pick, a +210 and +250 dog, which he parlayed and straight bet and both hit, which means – and the hammer plays this guy's putting out lately. I know he made a fucking ban.
He loves to talk units, bro. No, he loves to talk
I'm not – I didn't say a single – I said hammer plays. I didn't say
what
ban.
Do you mean you didn't say? You don't think my dad knows what hammer plays are?
A hammer play could be 200. How do you know, Bob?
Granted, he shows up to UFC fights with a fucking legal pad, so
and it's always a yellow pad of paper.
He's like an
attorney when he goes it's to crazy. UFC, man. It's
but
wild.
He does get upset if the uni says, do me a favor, just take it small.
Yeah, well, that's a dad being a dad. He wants 100%. To protect his son. He wants to 100%. Protect his son, and that's fair.
If I know Bob is on something with me, the likelihood that it's going to hit is astronomically higher. It goes from like 55-60% to like 70-80%.
Let's get back to Bob having archived pictures of you when you were really fat. I think that's fascinating.
Still fat.
No, but I'm talking the old days. I'm talking the old days. You know what I mean? Like, he could be like, you saw how Trump did this week when he put out the thing about the aliens? When he's like, due to high interest, I'm telling the Secretary of War, release all the alien documents and files. Could see Bob just tweeting something like that out. After tremendous interest showed, I'm just going to release the Cutsy files, the old Cutsy fat files. Yes, Joseph.
I will allow on one take basis that to promote the Brilliantly Dumb show this week, Bob, you can take one photo from the archives.
I got
and you
the
can
one
put-
that I know.
This is a good one.
Jeez, what are you
at the ready, bro. See, I don't even think that's bad. I think the worst picture, Joe, and this is with all due respect and love because I love you. There's terrible pictures of me. Terrible pictures of me out there. There's one. Bob, you know the one I'm thinking
of? A lot
of
sleeping pics.
Oh, my. It's not even that one.
What is the one
with the Joey Cold Cuts shirt, the T-shirt, Bob? Oh, you know which one I'm talking about? Oh, emo Cuts. That
emo
one
cuts.
Is. That
yeah,
is.
I can get to Emo Cuts. This one.
Jeez, Bob, hold that one up, Bob. Hold that one up for one second. That one that you just had. Hold that one up, Bob. Now we got it. Now listen, there was a picture circulating on Twitter, and that guy, I got tagged in this so many times.
Oh
Bob,
my!
Bob, Now pull that picture that you had back up, Bob. Bob, you got to pull that.
Oh, my God.
Yo, how many people tagged us in this picture this week? I got tagged in this picture 80 fucking times.
Oh, dude, that's unbelievable. Yo,
you got to watch the YouTube. You have to go
through his archives right now, and there's just hundreds of photos.
You got to watch the YouTube.
I won't give it away.
Oh, he's just looking through but, him, dude. Oh,
but our agent hit me up about like this show that someone.
Oh, Bob!
I didn't show Joe this yet.
Let me see it.
About this show that somebody's pitching, and you know they'll send you like a deck, and they sent over the deck, and usually you know you approve or decline it. And I said to him, I was like, "Can you just approve it just so Kazi can see what they sent?" I won't give
diabolical.
It away.
No, give it away.
I won't give away what the
just show the photo.
Is. Ready, Mikey? Mikey, you ready? Yes, it looks
oh my God.
That's not even me. That's not me. That's
no,
AI.
It's not. That's silly.
That's AI. Bro. What are we doing?
That's so silly.
It looks like Dash DeMar. Yo,
I think
one of my favorite things is the that Dash DeMar was.
Oh, that was absurd. You don't think he put
No way, man. To this day, dog.
Like you swear on to your family.
No, like you put in some kind of word generator. That thing had me fucking carrying a keg.
I put a thick built athlete. I put something like that, like a thick built. Yeah, but he looked muscly. That guy looked like he could squat like 600. That guy.
But thick, you don't think thick is a bad word?
No,
put, though,
no, not at all.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
With that being said, Mikey's got an ad read. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I sure do. Speaking of thick men and becoming a thick man yourself, you know what I mean? Because who doesn't want to be thick? I'm going to tell you about Mars Men, okay? Mars Men is a proud sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And listen, everyone gets a little bit long in the tooth. They get a little bit older. I know myself now crossing over the 40 line, okay? I need a little more help and support. And there's nobody better than going with our friends over at Mars Men, going into the new year, trying to turn the clock back. You don't want to end up like that guy, I could tell you that. Making things easier on my body the natural way. So I'm taking Mars Men. It's a potent and natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. So unlike TRT, this actually takes what your body is producing naturally and bumps it up for you. So you don't have to take any of the side effect stuff, nothing like that. This is the natural way to do it. And it's a great experience. More energy, more libido, better in the gym, better all around, sharper mind, all of it. It's made in the USA, which is a big thing as well. So for a limited time, our listeners will get 50% off. That's 50% off for life. Plus free shipping and three free gifts on top of that at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to kick off this new year strong. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and three free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
The Brilliantly Dumb Show is also brought to you by Mint Mobile. Every group has someone who insists on doing things the hard way. That friend's still paying for a subscription that they forgot they had. That one refusing to update their phone because it still works. And now that's one who's somehow still overpaying for wireless in 2026. Mint Mobile is here with that last one. Stop paying way too much for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Same coverage, same speed, just without the inflated price tag. You can't go wrong with Mint Mobile. Ready to stop paying more than you have to? New customers can make the switch today. And for a limited time, get unlimited premium wireless for just $15 a month. Switch now at mintmobile.com/TBDS. That's mintmobile.com/TBDS. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for a 12-month plan required. Taxes and fees extra, initial plan term only over 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. Additional terms apply. See mintmobile.com. We're supposed We're supposed to get a call in from Johnny Football today who wants to do an Ask Bob question. He loves the Ask Bob.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple of them he'll message me about. I was talking to him the other day because I guess I could say it. Johnny Football is playing in the Internet Invitational, which I think will be awesome. He's a good golfer. I asked him. I was smoking a joint on the patio the other day, and one of his, like on TikTok, his montages come up where it's like a country song and it's just all his clips.
Yeah.
Like that's a big part of TikTok where, like, you know, what, depending what algorithm you like, that's mine. It's just Johnny Football clips. Like you see that where like it's a country song. And I texted him and I said, I got to ask, like, do you like if you're online, like these things are everywhere. Do you like watch it? Like, do you just stop and like watch it or do you just pass through? He goes, abso-fucking-lutely. He goes, I watch it every time.
Yeah.
He's like, I have no problem like enjoying those moments and how great and amazing those moments were. I thought that was pretty cool because I always wondered if he watched that. But he's going to be calling in. So hopefully you guys have some sort of question for him.
My whole algorithm is just fat people mukbanging. That's all. that's all my algorithm is now. That's all I got. All I got is just people eating fucking insane things. That's all I have.
Have you seen that guy who eats like the most ridiculous things? Like he'll cook like a chicken head and he eats it. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's
that
it's,
guy. It's he's crazy. Got like teeth that are like razors.
And I seen the other one, the guy, he just chugs things. The other day, he chugged a jar of, like, nacho cheese combined with two Mountain Dews out of, like, a boot glass. That's what this guy does.
Bro, he always uses the boot.
You've seen this guy. Okay. Yeah, it's disgusting, some of the shit crazy. They do. By the way, I had a great idea, I thought, for a sandwich. You guys might call me crazy, but the peanut butter and jelly, only replacing the jelly with canned cranberry sauce. Like slicing up the canned cranberry instead of using like the grape jelly. I think it would smack. Could. I'm going to try that out.
Yeah, it definitely could.
I was in the clouds last night and saw a can of cranberry sauce. And I thought to myself, this would probably be better than regular jelly.
Now, Bob, speaking. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, did you see the there's a place in Florida that it got so cold down here. I know you don't want to hear that, Mikey, but it got so cold that the iguanas were freezing to death.
Yes.
And well, no, they don't freeze to death.
They just freeze, and then they come back to life.
And once the weather comes warmer, then they just like they go into slumber.
It's nuts.
So this pizza place had people bringing in the frozen iguanas, and they were making iguana pizza.
I saw that.
Apparently it was a hit, but there was like a huge health violation or the health FDA, whatever the health violation. What is it, Joe? FDA? Not FDA.
No. The health board. The Board of Health.
Where came in to like, bro, and come to think, first off, I try a lot of foods. I would never try that. And I wouldn't want a pizza now knowing that they're in there with iguana meat toppings. There's no way. I mean, I think it's disgusting.
This is sign language for iguana.
Would you eat iguana meat pizza? Oh.
Well, I'll tell you this. Louie does that wild game dinner at Luna Woodfire Tavern every year, and they have some stuff on that menu that's nuts. Camel, gator, python. Yeah. Yeah.
Crocodile's delicious.
Fuck his mind.
Yeah, he's nuts. Dude. He's nuts. But he's got a guy. They've been doing this dinner for like 15 years. They've been doing.
If you don't know what
like
it is, Bob, if you don't know what it is, I bet you would like crocodile's delicious. When I was in Australia, I did. I was in Cairns. I did a Taste of Australia was the plate called. I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
I know you aren't. That's why it's so fucking good, bro.
It was called The Taste of Australia.
When I was down under,
it was a nice restaurant too. It was not a cheap. It was like a $50 meal, which back then was a lot. That was a big meal. It was kangaroo. It was crocodile. And it was barramundi, which is like their local native fish. I'm not making this up.
I know you're not. No, you're not. It's just so good. It's just unbelievable.
And I'm telling you, I tell you, so the kangaroo is very gamey. It's almost like venison. It's very gamey.
But if venison's done right, it's delicious.
Yeah,
if
that's
done
right.
It's more gamey than like your normal like meat that you would have. It definitely tastes a little bit more like it's got a little bit more of a distinct flavor to it.
Sure.
crocodile, let me tell you, tastes like chicken. It is freaking delicious. So they like gator, I would eat gator.
They do the gator, like the gator popcorn, like popcorn chicken, but it's alligator. It's fucking incredible.
Gator bites, I think they're called. They're really good. It's
fucking so good.
Which leads me to believe that iguana would probably, or lizard is still a reptilian. Like I believe it would probably also be very tasty. And the barramundi was delicious as well.
I did see that, Bob, though. Like, they had all of them on the beach, and they're just smoking the fucking iguanas on, like, huge open-faced grills.
They had, like, a video, too, of the guy, like, bringing in the
He's looking for that.
That's the barramundi.
Yeah, I knew that.
Look at that piece, Michael. Holy. Look at this one. Holy hell.
Yo, Australian people they all look exactly the same. It's amazing.
They're all golden brown tans,
great blonde hair. They all look like they're having the best time of their lives. It must be nice living down there, man.
They are such nice people. Jet's been wanting to take Bob down there for a long time for like a golf trip. And Bob just refuses because he doesn't want to go in the long flight.
Bob wants nothing to do with Australia.
Yeah, but Jet talks a lot of shit. Jets will be like, oh, let's do this, let's do this. And then the night before, he's like, I'm fucking miserable. I don't know why the fuck we're doing this. He does that.
Remember when I got him the tickets to the national championship?
That was terrible. And he feels like till this day that Bob – Mike, I don't know if you know, Jet always says like it was like his dream to go to the national championship. Like he had mentioned that multiple times. So Joe surprises him like a couple days before. Now it was the TCU game.
TCU, Georgia.
Georgia, yes.
2022.
At SoFi.
And he's like, I got you tickets. And Jet's like, oh, I don't want to go to the game. I want to watch it at home. And it's like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, you've been talking about going to a national championship. He surprises you with tickets. It's like, even if you don't want to go, it was so nice of him to do. Like, just fucking go. And he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He goes, I have no desire to go through the crowds at SoFi to watch TCU and Georgia.
Game was terrible. I think Georgia won first 60-10 or whatever.
First quarter was good.
I think you went with FP, right?
FP's like, I'll go to the national championship.
Yeah. Is that Max Duggan?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Good call.
That was Georgia beat. I don't remember. Georgia beat Ohio State in the semi, and TCU beat Michigan in the semi.
Was that gut wrenching game on New Year's? The
sure
field goal.
Michigan,
oh, Justin Fields.
C.J. Stroud.
Was it Stroud?
Wasn't the offense's fault. Fucking
the guy missed the field goal at the last minute, and it was on New Year's Eve. Michael Sipai,
as the ball dropped, like that's no exaggeration.
That was a gut wrenching.
No exaggeration.
Ollie had to be furious.
5, 4, 3. The kick gets kicked at like 3.
Right.
Misses as the ball drops. Literally, yeah, bad for Holly. Really bad.
All right, let's get into buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? I'll start us off. Did you see this war going on right now between Eddie Hearn, the boxing promoter, and Dana White?
No.
Bro, it is they are in an all-out war. So Dana White started Zuffa Boxing with like all like I might be wrong here, but it's like a Saudi prince who just has unlimited money.
I know that. Yep.
And Dana's making waves, and he's taking his guys from this Eddie Hearn, and he just took his biggest boxer, this guy Conor Benn, because they gave him so much money, and Eddie Hearn in every press conference and Dana White, they are going at. Did you hear Dana in the UFC press conference last night? They asked him about it. He's like, "There's not a bigger pussy than that." Like, they are going at it. It's getting personal, and I think right now Dana's winning. Like, Zuffa is making a big splash. They just got this guy over, like Eddie Hearn's guy. It is. If you're not tuned in to what's going on there, look into it. It's amazing them go. And I will say Eddie Hearn's really good at what he does. And he's giving Dana a good fight. Like every press conference, Eddie Hearn will go at him. And Dana, you know, Dana loves that stuff and he's good at it. Whew, it's unbelievable.
Well, boxing's never been more for the taking than it is right now.
Correct. So
the timing for Dana is perfect because boxing is in shambles. I mean,
Dana says he's in total shambles. He says that he earns like a politician because he's like, you said that you've been able to change something, but you haven't changed. So now we're coming in and we're changing. But you're right, Mikey. And it is, I mean, like, and Eddie Hearns, he's fighting because these guys can come in. They have unlimited money from what I hear. So he's fighting. But yeah.
All right. My buy or sell this week. I don't know if you've seen this. This thing has
taken. Did not react. Nothing on my buy.
Nothing on your buy or sell whatsoever.
We talked about boxing's dying. Dana White's,
Couldn't have been more dismissive of Bob's fucking buy. Oh, man, is that good? Yeah, we talked about boxing's dying. Dana White hates the guy.
Here's what I have to say.
Now, listen up and listen good.
Yeah.
This is you want to talk virality. This has become the most viral thing, maybe on the internet or anywhere. I don't know if you've heard Punch the Monkey. Have you heard of this little guy?
Yes.
This guy, I'm buying Punch, man. This guy. So the story behind it, Bob has no idea, which is the first time that I've seen something viral.
Yeah, that's been all over the place, Bob. You haven't seen the monkey with the little stuff?
Punch the macaque monkey lives in Japan. So this poor little monkey, he was born and his mother literally like refused him. She just left him astray.
Now that's a bad parent.
Horrible. That's one that the fucking comments on the Brilliant Dunk Show, they should be going after Punch's mom.
Right.
Not this guy. So anyways, the monkey is left without a mom and it's like sad and it's a little one. And so in Japan, the care keepers of the zoo, they gave it that little plush orangutan, and it now has taken it as its mom. It brings it all around the pen and stuff like that. But because it doesn't have a mom, it's been rejected by a bunch of the other macaques. So there's videos of them bullying Punch, and he's getting dragged around, and like they don't like him, and he goes running back to his little plush toy. So I'm fascinated by this little guy. And apparently now there's a macaque that has taken him on as its mother. Like he's been adopted. So it's just a wonderful story. I'm buying Punch, dude. It's like another Harambe, or what was his name, Mike?
Harambe.
Okay. And then they had another one that was the hippo that was loved because it looked.
Yes, like, yes, the baby hippo.
Remember the baby hippo? Yeah, sure, Punch, yep, man. Yep. I'd love to get Punch on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I can tell you that much.
let's start with Moot.
Oh, Moot. Have you reached out to him, Bob?
The problem, to be honest.
Wait. What about Moot?
Bob said, let's start with Moot. Reach out to him.
Oh, and let's start with Moot. Got you.
The problem with Moot, and with all due respect to Moot, it's going to be very hard for us. Like the history of Mood and the show, you know, we're not going to be able to keep it together.
Good old James Bola. No, but we got to bring him on, Bobby. I bet you if he gets a DM with a Meta certified blue check, 1.6 million follower, Brilliantly Dumb. Like this guy is going to be, he's going to be answering at the beck and call. I guarantee it.
Did you message him, Mikey?
Mood seems like he marches to the beat of his own drum, man.
I don't think he wants the publicity. I know, but I don't know if he sees it that way, Joe. I think he might just stay in his lane.
His lane is wild, by the way.
By the way, usually. I would be like, you know, his friends, like somebody's going to mention it to him. That might be the one guy where I don't think any of his friends are going to mention to him.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
Have you seen him starting to do the food reviews in the car now, Michael? And he bought the smallest car that you could possibly buy. It's like, can you see him? He's like in an electric Mustang that's like a two-seater. He's got like enough churros that fit through the entire car. It's hysterical.
This guy, his orders are just so, like, again, there's like, no the whole way thing he's is like, eating all right. But I tell you what, he may be, because it certainly appears that he may be. He very well may be. I mean, look, I don't know. And I think Bob's right. Like, how am I, like, we're really going to keep it together if he's like, he's here and we're just talking? Like,
no, we're not. I know I'm not. It's going to be really, really tough. But I do love the car eating, like the influencers that get like the tray for the car, and they like that's like. Remember, Jay? Remember the collab I did with How Kev Eats?
Kev Eats, yeah.
And he's very good at what he does, but
he wanted to do this collab, and he eats from his car. He's got the tray and all of that. He went to – we went to go get the food, and he goes and, like, it took us 20 minutes to find a parking spot with the right lighting, like, with the right sunlight. Like, they have a whole – I'm telling you, he had the whole setup. He's like, fuck, this doesn't work. Drove around to, like, find a parking spot with the
right
– good
luck in L.A.,
light.
Too.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing, and they have the tray and the camera setup, the whole nine.
I always notice that most of the food influencers who do it from the car, they have the Tesla because it has the entire fucking sunroof that like literally illuminates the entire
panorama.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing. Like it's like the whole car opens up.
Yeah.
It becomes like a convertible almost with that sky roof that they got. So they always have that open and then the lights beaming down.
Yeah. He's good at what he's really good at what he does. He's one of the bigger influencers out there. He's gonna hit Mikey's algorithm because that's all Mikey's got.
Oh yeah, there's some good ones.
If he beefs up 100 pounds, then he'll hit Mikey's algorithm.
He's gotta put on some weight first. Yeah. To make a cut on my algorithm, you gotta you gotta be well north of 300.
We thought Bob likes his guys big. We haven't talked about Mikey yet.
No,
Mikey likes his guys gigantic.
Yeah. Like King Kong
Bundy.
You
wanna be in the Mikey camp? You better be pushing 300.
Maybe like earthquake, like an earthquake and typhoon.
All right, Mikey, let's head over to you.
Yeah, I'm selling this week. It's an obvious sell from the Northeast, bro. I'm wearing the Hawaiian shirt because I might not be able to wear it for like 4 more months. 24 inches of snow expected Sunday into Monday in the Northeast, bro. And the worst part about it is I'm selling the forecast. I don't even want weather forecasts anymore. I don't even want to check the weather anymore because not only tonight into tomorrow, 24 inches. But now I'm looking Wednesday, 75% chance of snow. Next Monday, 50% chance of snow, another 6 inches of snow. Bro, like I'm like losing my mind legitimately. Like mentally, this is taxing. Like this is taxing. I need to be able, I had some plans Monday, not gonna be able to do it. I just want to be free. I feel very, 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 very captive here. I feel very captive with this weather, and I'm really starting to lose my fucking mind. And people out there that are really in the same boat, hang in there, because this is the worst winter that I have seen in years in Jersey. In years,
like,
and it's
Adam
testing
Eber with Jack Nicholson.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's brutal.
Bob never watched that movie. I told him to watch it. He won't watch that movie.
What's that? Which one's that?
The Shining with Jack Nicholson.
Too old.
The Shining, dog.
What do you mean too old?
I've tuned in for a little bit of it or like seen it. It's got that old look to it. And by the way, I don't like scary movies really. I'm not.
But you love horror docs.
I do.
Docs.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but docs is different.
Documentaries.
But docs is real life half the time. It's based. Yeah. So you would think it's like, how could Bob watch something that's a horror doc based on real life shit and like murders and like real crazy shit, but then fictional movies you can't do.
You know, did you guys watch the Scream doc I told you about?
Not yet. I'm not Nicole and I are doing the Epstein one.
Yeah, there's a couple of those. Holy shit.
I'm only on the second episode, and it's like,
don't get me started.
The Netflix one. I'm only on like episode two, and it's already like, yo, this guy had the world wrapped around his finger.
That documentary doesn't even fucking scratch the surface of what this fucking guy was in, bro.
You know what's amazing? Not to get too into it, but like, did he just think that he was so powerful that he just wasn't going to get caught with everything he had? Or was his addiction and his sick mind so bad that he just didn't care? That's what I wonder.
I think
he had dirt on everyone.
He had dirt on everybody. Dirt on everybody, the highest places.
Presidents. I mean, like at that point, like if somebody tries to shut him down, he could literally say, I'm going to release all the people who did it with me. And then from some higher level, they're going to shut that shit down. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is, man. It's sick. It's sick.
It's turning me into a conspiracy theorist.
I think it's turning a lot. I think it's opening a lot of people's opinions where I'm going to say this. I think what's going on right now is opening people's mind to the possibility that things aren't exactly what you've been told and haven't been exactly what you've been told. And I'm talking about things that I never, ever in a million years would have ever said the opposite to. Where like, if you told me this 10 years ago, I would have been insulted, but I would have took like almost offense to it or been like pissed off. And now I'm just kind of like, my mind is open to anything. It really is, because it's so deep and so nuts and so many people tied into it. It's hard to get away from it.
It
It's just hard to like why they're redacting a lot of the names. Like why? Like to protect? Like why are we protecting them? I don't get it.
A lot
it.
Of money being thrown around, I'm sure.
It's crazy. I mean, and by the way, if you think that's going away, it's just getting started. Like that's not going away anytime soon.
No matter what distractions or other things start popping up, I don't know who's going to forget about this because there's too many big people implicated in it, man.
But now even Michael sent me the other day this thing about the aliens. There's some weird shit going around. Right
I mean,
now.
Look, so that whole thing came from that Obama clip where he was on that podcast. And I thought someone had told me that was AI. So I didn't even think that was real. I thought that they AI'd that clip of him. Saying,
no, that's real.
Right. So it turns out, I guess, along the lines of him short answer question about aliens saying, yeah, they exist. But it's not what you think, that we're holding like bodies in Area 51, or he was like whatever that place is called in Nevada area or New Mexico Area 51. And then Trump was asked about it, and Trump was like, yeah, he shouldn't have said that. It's a national security issue, and he shouldn't have said what he said. And then hours later, Trump tweets out the thing that I made fun of before about the aliens and calling on the Secretary of War to declassify the UAP files. Now, is this a distraction? That's what you got to wonder. Is this a distraction from all the other things with the Epstein files?
It could be.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of things going on right now. There's too many things going on. You'd be crazy, I think, to deny that we have not encountered or have in our possession as a government some sort of extraterrestrial vessel or some kind of flying mechanism or something that wasn't created by human beings. That's otherworldly, that we don't have explanation for. And, you know, they're saying like these guys who go on TV and they swear, these whistleblowers from the CIA and all these guys that go on there that swear up and down that they've encountered UFOs and they've seen, you know, some of these extraterrestrials. But they don't know necessarily that's from another planet. I found that was interesting. A lot of these guys are like, we can't say like these guys are from Jupiter or Mars. Like, they don't know if it's time travel. They don't know what the fuck it is. There's no explanation for it, which is the real scary thing. Really fucking nuts.
All right, let's keep it moving. All right, let's head on over to the Ask Bob, fellas. We're gonna give Johnny Football a call. Let him start off, and then we'll take it to you boys.
Before we start and bring Johnny on, I just want to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by Mood. That's right, Mood, your first destination for online cannabis. We think cannabis should be accessible. We think it should be affordable, convenient, and most of all, transparent. But most importantly, we believe in supporting the American farmers who make all of this possible. That's why we created Mood, an online destination for federally compliant hemp-derived cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free, family-run farms right here in the United States of America. Mood's got gummies. They're called Chill Out Gummies. Super smooth, perfect for unwinding at the end of a long week. And right here, right now, you can get 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers. Mikey, you want to go in the clouds one night? Bob, sure. You want to have a nice little session? Why not bring Mood on board? Right now, you use code DUMB at checkout. That's code D-U-M-B at checkout. You're going to get ahead and get 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers. The time is here. The time is now. And the time is for Mood.
And with that being said, fellas, let's bring on Johnny Football for the Ask Bob. Yeah, there he is.
It's fucking rough out there.
Fuck are you, Johnny?
Jesus.
I'm in the great streets of Canada. By the way, hey, Joey, slow
down. Hey, what's
down.
Up, boss?
Don't choke on it when you're reading the ad read. Just let it flow, brother.
I want to be where Johnny Football is right now mentally, dog.
He might have Mood right now. I mean, he might have found Mood before we did.
Right. Man, let me put it to you this way. I am in enemy turf. I am in Canada, Toronto.
It looks cold as shit.
But I'm in Bill's Mafia because I love... Josh Allen. And we're having a great day. USA deadlocked in a little match of hockey right now. Things are good.
Johnny, can you just tell, before we get to your Ask Bob question, and we do want to get you back to the game, but can you tell that story where you told me that with Josh Allen, you went into like a camp like right before the draft and you saw him throw and you were like, holy fuck, I can't make the throws this guy's making.
100%. I was training in San Diego, George Whitfield. He would bring kids in that were, you know, this is the next guy. This guy took a 7-step drop and threw a pencil, to the out, and I go, yeah, I'm fucked.
Oh, it's tremendous.
He told me that. I loved it. All right, Johnny, I know you're big on the Ask Bob segment. Do you have an Ask Bob question?
It was good in my mind, but to be honest, I'm going to keep letting Dom fucking rip you apart.
Johnny, I got to say, we're excited to have you, man. Internet Invitational, are you jacked up?
Man, the Internet Invitational, obviously, it's when you start something, you're going to have your little, you know, things that go on that you're like, well, But nevertheless, next year, this year, the biggest, the best, the better. I'm excited to be a part of it. And thank you, Bob, by the way, truly from the bottom of my heart. Amazing, man. If anybody is watching this, like, man, Breezy, have a day. I walked around Waste Management every day with a have a day hat on.
That's awesome.
Like, hello. I have a day every day, you know?
How's the golf game? Are you dialed in right now? Are you been playing good?
Yeah, it looks like he's been golfing with where he's at right now. Guy's got 10 layers on.
10 layers? Like, what are you supposed to do when you're in these elements? You know, you battle them. You fucking face them. Nevertheless, look. Will it stop snowing for a second so I can just like... There's not enough Canada Goose in the world to save you from this situation right now.
I tell you what, Bob, if he brings the game that we saw when we played with him, he's going to be a force to be reckoned
with.
Yeah,
he looks dialed in and ready to go.
As far as the golf game goes, I can tell you this. Like, you know, I have an unbelievable friend. I'm very blessed in a way that Drizzy Drake allowed me to come down to a place called Albany. And if you guys don't know about Albany in the Bahamas, we wake up, we play some paddle, we eat good, we hit golf ball all day long. And then we make some music that people want to hear and people appreciate. So... with that being said, I hope everybody's excited about what's coming out musically, what's coming out. By the way, PGA Tour, great. You go back to where we were, Drake, and this stuff, where I'm at in Canada, amazing. The music is coming, awesome.
Feel free to extend an invite to Drake, too. If he wants to jump in the Internet Invitational, we'll gladly have him.
Yeah, Johnny, how big is his house? Just how big is it?
Well, I'll put it this way. I can run around in it, and it's enough room for me to scramble.
Okay, fair enough. That says it all right there. Mikey, before we let Johnny go, you got anything for Johnny?
You better give me a question of the day.
You want a question?
Yeah, hit him, Mikey.
Hit him, Mike.
Oh, man. Johnny, if you could have went anywhere other than A&M, who was willing to pay the bucks to get Johnny Football on board other than A&M? If you had the other offers, there had to be some nice offers on the table. NIL's out now. Nobody gives a shit anymore. Everybody's telling the true stories. Who was ready to purchase Johnny Football? Who was on the fence for Johnny Football before A&M?
I don't think there was anybody that was really on the fence before, right? But if I was in that position, I would say, if with NIL, everything, all things considered, I want to go to the Nick Saban, the Alabama, Roll Tide. That, to me, from what I see as a college football guy, that's the craziest experience for me that I've been a part of. So I would have loved to have been looped into that whole thing.
Johnny, you are the man. We will see you for the Internet Invitational. Nobody better. And as always, thanks for the support, brother.
As we sign off and write off, I would just want to say thank you guys, Breezy. Have a day, everybody involved. Man.
Mahalo.
We got to get him some more gear, Bob. We got to get him some more Breezy gear.
Yeah, we got more coming your way, big dog. We appreciate you.
By the way, I want FP in a haters match immediately.
Yeah, no, that's you would be taking on Joey D.
Oh, he'd wax me. He'd wax me.
I want FP.
He wants to play FP though.
I want to wear the crown, the real crown. I took him to Mountain Shadows. I know what it is. I know his game. I know that little.
We'll have little him
buttery,
ready.
That little buttery cut.
We'll have him ready for you, big dog.
All right, boys. I appreciate you. Hey, everybody out there, have yourself a day. Be
hey,
blessed.
By the way,
be thankful.
Get a picture of Drake in that Have a Day hat. That would be cool.
You know, some of these things happen organically.
Sure. That's on me. I'll put my hand up.
Johnny, you're the man. We love you.
Finally.
look how high the hand is. Johnny, the hand is out of the screen. Only for you, dog.
Johnny, we love you, brother.
Hey, love you, boys. As always, Bob Does Sports is the GOAT. If you're not watching, you're missing out. Much
thanks,
love.
Johnny. What a legend.
All right, well, let's get into the Ask Bob segment, fellas. Mikey, we'll start with you.
Okay. Tough act to follow there. I would say that this – I'd say this is not – I don't know if this is going to be difficult. I don't think, I mean, maybe it will be. No. I think there's one he should get immediately, but I could be wrong. Bob, I'd like you to name two of Shakespeare's plays or books, two Shakespearean works, two. Just two.
One should be a no-brainer, Bob.
That's what I'm trying to say. Man.
Romeo and Juliet?
There's one. That's one.
There's one.
This is where it gets tough.
Oh, man. Good question, Mikey. Just give me 15 more seconds.
No problem.
I don't know a lot either. I know one for sure. I actually know two, but I know one for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. I don't know.
Why don't you just give a guess,
Bob? You got something there. That you had something.
No, because I know it's wrong.
Just
I don't
throw it out.
Want to
well,
say
you never
it.
Know. But hey, by the way, no, my question know. Is the this Milky is Way question. You thought it was wrong, Bob, and it was right.
I know, there. But this one, I know is wrong. I'm just thinking like old shit. The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, no, that's F. Scott Fitzgerald. But that's
a decent guess. Is Macbeth one of them?
We could do like Macbeth, Midsummer Night's Dream,
and Hamlet.
King Lear, Hamlet. Yep.
That's the only. I knew Macbeth, and I thought Hamlet.
Julius Caesar. There's.
But he got one for two. He didn't get. Romeo
I knew he would get Romeo. Thank God he got Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. God,
that's good.
Yeah, but
so one for two.
That's not an easy question, by the way, Bob. That's
no,
like, that's,
no, no.
It's kind of like ball knower.
Okay, let's head on over to the D-Man. D-Man, what do you got?
So I'm going to do a space question for you, Bob. I would like you to tell me, what is the natural satellite of Earth? The natural satellite of Earth.
Do you know, Mikey?
I mean, I feel like this is like an awkwardly... asked like awkwardly worded question, like almost
I have no idea.
I mean, I would venture my guess.
Go for it.
Well, give me a guess, Bob.
I have no.
You got to give something. Just think of something.
The question.
What is Earth's natural satellite? So not like one that's been built by NASA or something. What is the natural satellite for Earth?
I don't know. I don't even know where to guess. I really don't. Do you know? Do you have any idea, Mikey? Oh, take a stab at it.
It exists in space.
Yeah, well, obviously. I would say it's either the moon or the sun. That
it's
would be
the
my,
moon. It's the moon.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But I've never heard that never heard the moon referred to as the natural satellite. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, but now I think that was a bad question. I didn't think that I thought that was pretty standard.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, yeah, maybe people will say it is. I just didn't know. I didn't even know where to guess.
All right, let's try to get him another question here. Hold on. That's crazy. Okay, here's one, Bob. All right. Bob, you should get this. All right, Bob, how many legs does a spider have?
Oh, dude, Bob.
Whoa, Mikey, don't say anything.
I'm not saying a word, but what the fuck are we doing? Why is he not answered yet? Bob, please get this one right. Please, I'm rooting fucking hard for you on this one.
It has 8 legs.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
You second guessed you. I was really worried there.
But sometimes I just go through make sure.
Go through your checks. Yes.
4 was on my mind. 4 was on my mind.
4 would have been so bad.
No, I just wanted to eliminate 4. But 4
would have been so bad if he said 4.
I thought initially it was not a good question. But see, sometimes you just don't know.
No, that was good.
But you got it right.
Yeah.
You got 1.5 out of 2.
Yeah, that was good there. Okay. Yeah, all right. To be honest, in Joe's question, I had the sun in my mind. So
that would have been an acceptable answer. Correct.
I should have just said it. I mean, I should have just said it.
I don't think people would have thought it was a terrible. I think just giving a guess, because either you're going to get it right, like you did with the Milky Way, that one, or it's probably so outlandish that it's going to make the question really funny, which is the whole purpose of this.
Yeah. Should have.
Segment, right?
All right. Well, but Mikey, I know we've been toying with the possible segment. I don't think we're going to start this week, but tell them what you were thinking about doing, and then we'll see their reaction to what people think. They'll be up in arms, I'm sure.
No, I don't think so. There's a caveat to this though. It's like, you're not going to be selected your comment just because you're going to purposely eviscerate somebody. That's not the purpose, but we did think of a potential segment called Fair or Foul, where one comment a week would be selected that is a shot at either myself, Joe, or Bob. We'd bring the comment on, read the comment out loud. The two people who it's not directed at would vote on whether it's a fair comment about the person or a foul comment about the person. And then we give the target of the comment the final say on whether or not it's fair or foul.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that, like, hearing it now, Mikey, and I was really, it's just going to give people now just to, like, Joe with the hater series.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It can't just be, like, some kind of blatant, like, you're
but
just
could it just be about
no
the
reason.
Show? Could it just be, like, the top 5 sucks?
No. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Let's toy with it a little bit. Bone, you can come. We'll toy with that.
Like, is that picture of Joe, the Canada picture, fair or foul? Like, people tagged him in that.
Oh, that's
like,
fair.
I think so too.
I think that is fair.
Yeah, stuff like that. Okay. I am open to doing, you know, throwing another segment in there. But yeah,
how about this? Talk about it. How about in the comments this week, which, oh my. That guy doesn't even look like he's Caucasian.
That's fair though. That's fair.
It's definitely fair. It's a little foul too. how about in the comment section, which we know I'll be in this week? Why don't people give an idea or their suggestion for another segment that they would like to see on the show? I mean,
yeah, that's
people are always
idea.
Trying to say like sure. they want to have more say, but like
sure,
this could be an opportunity where if they wanted to, we're doing these longer pods lately, so maybe if you want to add a segment in, that could be fun. We brought in the Ask Bob. Bobby Cinemas was one of my favorite segments.
Bobby Blockbuster,
that,
sure.
Oh, Bobby Blockbuster. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Got it.
A lot for
that.
Bob to commit to, though. That's it's a lot of homework for him every week. 3 hours movie. It's tough. That's tough. I'm being serious. I mean, like, if you have to watch something, like, Bob tells us to watch it every week. I'm like, I'll watch it. But, like, it's hard to carve the time out.
It shouldn't feel like homework because, you know, people would
Correct.
Love that to be their homework.
Correct.
But it started to feel that way. It's like, oh, fuck, I got to go watch this movie. It just, but look, we're a very structured show in a really good way. We really are. All right. But in the meantime, before we get on into the top five, we do want to let you know the final ad here is that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Rag and Bone. Unbelievable stuff, whether it be the jeans, whether it be the jacket. I also have the shirt. So I have the jeans, and then I also have the shirt from Rag & Bone, and you cannot go wrong. Really, really high-quality stuff built with premium materials and craftsmanship. These jeans especially are made to last, not just for a season, but for years. Rag & Bone's true investment pieces that only get better with wear. You're not just upgrading your look today, you're leveling up your entire wardrobe for the long haul. Rag & Bone doesn't just make your new go-to denim, they've perfected everything from buttery soft tees and elevated essentials to jacket and knits that pull your whole look together. It's premium wardrobe staples made to last and made to live in. It's time to upgrade your denim with Rag & Bone. For a limited time, our listeners get 20% off their entire order with code DUMB, D-U-M-B, at ragandbone.com. Ticket loves Rag & Bone. He's the one who actually turned it on before they were a sponsor of the Brilliant Dumb Show. Really, really high quality stuff. 20% is great. That's 20% off rag-bone.com with promo code DUMB. When they ask where you heard about them, please support our show and let them know we sent you. Thank you, Rag & Bone, for sponsoring the Brilliant Dumb Show, which is just awesome. All right, fellas, let's get on into our top five. This week's top five is going to be top five food influencers or chefs. So, I mean, you guys didn't have any follow-up questions on that.
No, I think this is going to be good. I think there's a ton of options. I think it'll be good.
Struggled with this one. I mean, just this week as far as just getting one out there.
No, this is good. This is good.
I think so, too.
Bob, you won last week?
I think Joe was two. Yeah. So I'm finally off the schneid. It took a long time. I thought
you would win last week. You had a good list.
Yeah, you know what was a good one was the slow play. I think probably really helped.
Yeah,
because that's a real thing. But good boy, did that lead to a lot of the comment section. That's what started a lot of the hostility. I think it's just is that the call in the yams. But all right, let's get into it. Top five. D, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna go third.
Oh, you're gonna go third?
I'm gonna go third.
I'll go first then.
Fuck.
I'll go first. I'm going to go first pick overall. Give me Gordon Ramsay.
He's got a documentary out now about this restaurant that he's doing. You would actually like it, Joe.
I love his stuff.
He comes off really likable. His family, he is. There's a documentary out. Something with them about this huge London restaurant. They have this gigantic space, and he's doing like six different restaurants. The money he put into it was insane. But if you watch it, the appreciation you have for him, he's a family man. Like, it's really, really good.
I was out for dinner last year. I don't know if it was in Scottsdale or where
I was with you. He was there.
That was one of the cooler ones. What restaurant were we in? Do you remember?
I saw him in Scottsdale.
And I was like, yo, that's really cool. Like that to me is like being a food and beverage guy. Like, I was like, that's cool. And he seemed like the nicest guy ever. Like, people were coming up to him and asking, like, saying hi and stuff. He seemed super nice. So
you should watch that doc. It's really good. Mikey, we're over to you.
Guy Fieri.
That's a good one.
Okay, so I'm going to go Anthony Bourdain. And then
living or dead or alive?
Yeah, he could do dead. Yeah. For sure. Okay. Rest in peace, by the way. And then I'm going to go Bobby Flay.
Remember when Jerry got the Bobby Flay follow?
Oh, yeah.
He was like a fan of Jerry. Remember that? That was so funny.
I do.
I'm going to take Chef Reactions. Big fan of the program, of us. He's a big fan. And he's got some of the funniest fucking videos out there where he just shreds people that do the cooking.
I see him a lot on our staff.
Yeah, big fan of the program, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Chef Reactions, I'm going to take him.
I'm going to go with Martha Stewart.
Okay.
And then... Hmm.
I'm gonna go with the cake boss, Buddy Velastro, good old Italian cake boss.
Over to you, Michael.
Give me Big John. I want Big John. The Bosch master. Yeah, give me Big
You've
John.
You connected with him, no, Mikey?
Love Big John. He was going to come on the show, too.
He really?
Said he, yeah, he said he would come on. It just we never made it happen, but yeah.
Yeah, he did go mega viral on that video.
Oh, he's Big John's well-known.
I'm going to go Emerald. Emerald Lamazzi.
Emerald. What's the last
name? Bam.
What's say the last name again?
Yes.
Yeah, say it again.
Lamazzi.
Bob's going to take Emeril Lagasse. Emeril Lagasse.
Lagasse. Bam.
Emeril was great. Emeril was great.
And then give me. Then give me. I will go with Feed Phil.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like him. He's got he's behind stuff? Max and Helen's.
Oh yeah, that place is.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
I'm gonna take Munyan.
Oh, dude, I thought he'd fall to me on the.
Oh, he can't fall that far. Well, yeah. He can't fall No. I said he couldn't fall that far, Bob. James Bola.
Oh, Bob, you got to reach out. I'll message him.
I'll try.
There you go, D-man. There you go. Put a little get him.
I literally booked a cameo from the guy. I mean,
yeah, you did.
I thought it was a good cameo, right?
Solid blue tongue. Yeah. Solid.
The blue tongue was that was really
That was the sickest part. That really was.
It was like he was eating a popsicle right before.
He had some kind of crazy cotton candy something before that shit.
Wild dog. Oh my god! All right,
Joe, you're back to back to finish.
Fuck, man! I wanted mood, dude.
Mood,
you know.
See, the thing is, some of these I got on my list are like chefs, but they're not really like.
But that's okay.
I'm going to go, I got to do like an homage to my old background, Wolfgang Puck.
Okay.
And then the last one I'm going to do an internet personality. I'm going to go with Jack's Dining Room.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm going to love my list after I'm done, man. I really am. I'm going to tell you why. This pick may take the fucking draft for me, bro. Give me Feed Bob. Give me Bob.
What the heck? Wow.
Give me Bob. Give me Bob. Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair play. That is a fair play. That is he is Feed Bob. Give me Feed Bob.
I just won him the entire fair. Draft.
Hey.
Committee approves. I approve.
I bet
committee approves.
He does. This is a list.
Oh man.
That is insanity.
I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to go. God, I love his show. Action Bronson.
Yeah,
he's give me good. In the five. I think he's awesome. All right, Mikey, let's run through those.
You just won.
I don't know if
Joe's.
Let me tell you something. No one is voting against Feed Bob.
Joe's got Gordon Ramsay, Martha Stewart, the Cake Boss, Wolfgang Puck, and Jack's Dining. I have Guy Fieri, Chef Reactions, Big John, the Bosch King. Mood, you guys?
He's got and then, Mood and then, Bob. And back then back.
This it's is over. Feed Bob, episode 2542. Bob has Anthony Bourdain, Bobby Flay, Emeril Lagasse, Feed Phil, and Action Bronson.
Mikey just won.
I think so. I never say that. I never I say my list. I do think I'm going to win.
Guy was he was playing chess, not checkers.
Thank you. Thank you.
It would have looked real dumb if I took myself. So I was not.
When you said feed, I was like, oh, he's going to fucking take it. When you were like feed, and I was like, but then again, I was like, Bob ain't going to take himself.
I tell you, David Chang, I think is a good one.
Thomas Keller.
Portnoy would be arguable. I was going to
say, he only does pizza.
But that's what he made his bones. He made his bones on pizza, Joe.
Bro, I just would like the people that we have. It's all food. It's not just like one thing, you know.
No, but for me too, it's not all like If you could put Feed Bob, you could put Dave Portnoy on.
For sure. Agreed. You also could Cooking with Daryl's
he's a great one.
How Kev eats three pieces of pecan.
Yes.
Nick Giovanni.
Yeah, he's really good.
Who's the guy who never wears a shirt and has the apron on and is built like a fucking brick house? And he goes, well, today we're going to be cooking pasta. And he throws the shit in the fucking pan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember his name, but that guy.
Could have thrown Jack Arnold on there, Robert.
Could have thrown Jackie Boy on Jackie there for Boy. Sure. Jackie you know, Boy, another one, out. I don't know the guy's name. But the guy's account who just fries the chicken, where he just puts like 100 chickens into that deep fryer.
Yeah,
and
the
like
one that
down south.
You reel it up and down.
I just don't know his name, but that is the good
How good
do
you think that must taste?
I'd kill to have that, man.
The amount of seasoning he puts on that shit is nuts. It's amazing. It's all in the seasoning, Joseph.
Yeah. Let your boys know how that pastrami sandwich is coming up, man.
You're so sick,
Bob. Wait, what?
His only wish for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. Did she get it?
Deli pastrami.
I don't know, but I like said something to Joe just to make sure that Joe could kind of tell her to get it. Like, that's how bad I want that.
To reiterate that you're not kidding.
Well, that was when I was in New York on the phone with you, Joe. I walked like an hour, a little under an hour to go to that Cat's Deli when I was in the city for the Arby's event. And I went in there and I just sat down, and it was one of the greatest meals I've ever had. And then somebody put in the comments like, Bob, like, that's ridiculous to say one of your best meals. Like, Katz is an iconic place. A lot of times with iconic places, or if it's a chain, which Katz isn't, they'll be like, oh, but that's a big chain. Like, a lot of times those are the places that fucking hits. Katz is iconic for a reason.
You gotta have Bob like a birthday and have it curated by fucking Cats. Just bring in.
No, but he's right. There's always gonna be like somebody in the comments who says that it's like because it's such a mainstream, well-known spot. It's like going to get a steak at Peter Luger's. It's like eating at Peter Luger's. If you eat at Peter Luger's, yes, it's good. It's good. I think the place we ate in Scottsdale's, Dominic's, is. I think it's better. I think
we had a lot of support for Dominic's being a top tier.
I think Dominic's is better. But what I'm saying is Luger's is really good, but you're going to have people who say, oh yeah, you went to Luger's is overrated. Luger's, and that very well, but somebody always has to say that. They always have to say when you throw a big name place out there that it's overrated.
So have you done that Charles Prime yet, Michael?
For Charles Prime, I've yet to be there.
You know who can get your reservation?
Oh, I got the guy.
Cuzzy.
Cuzzy's big over there. He's tried for me, but it's like, he's like, yeah, Mikey, I got you Tuesday at 9:00. I'm like, bro, I can, what am I going to do? It's tough for me. I can't do that. It's tough.
In his defense, it's just such a, they've only have so 100%, many tables.
100%.
You know, it's just hard.
I got burger looks
PDF
good,
guy though now, Joseph.
The PL PDF guy.
PDF will get me in there, no problem.
For a swift little 150.
He'll get me in there Saturday at 6:00.
That's worth it, though. That's
oh my God! And you see all the amenities that he offers as well.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive. You know what I want to try? I don't know if you guys saw this. That Japanese cheeseburger where they have the burger on a platter.
The cheese.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Have you seen that? It's like a cheese sauce. They take the burger and it's on a skillet and the cheese is bubbling. They cut the burger in half and they place the burger face down in this fucking cheese sauce that's bubbling in it. Mm. So as you eat it, you can dunk it in. Oh, it look, they're redefining what a cheeseburger means. That's like Mikey taking Feed Bob with his last pick. It's just thinking
well,
out
now,
outside
this
of the
is
box.
my biggest concern also with this forecast of snow is now like I'm like I was on
you
such
commit
a
to
bounce
being
back I was on such a bounce back track Bob after my birthday. I was meal prepped, gym supplements, everything was dialed. I was dialed last week and now I am fucked the next 2 days. I am going to be eating like an absolute
you have
piece
to
of
you have
shit.
No choice.
I it's don't either, have a choice.
It's
I
either don't cabin have a, fever or it's just eat your heart out.
Out of my control. Out of my control now.
I will say, Mikey, when I did that Ben and Jerry's pint, like it was so good.
So good.
You probably get a little more. Like I asked Tick, like, do you feel awful the next day, bro? I don't know if it was. I felt awful the next day. Like I couldn't stop shitting, and like it really did. Which is a sign that I'm getting.
He was half baked.
Half-baked was tremendous. Nice, and then they were doing a 2-for-1, so I also got the Tonight Cookie Dough.
2-for-1, Bob?
And then I made Narode a Tonight Show Cookie Dough Milkshake.
The Tonight Dough. Yeah, that's unreal. They do a great job.
Yeah,
they do, but man.
Man, maybe that's a sign that I'm getting older. Like with my, it just wrecked me.
Well, all due respect to Ben and Jerry, I did see some guy who, like, all he does is review. He doesn't even review, really. He shows you every big time marketable brand in the space, and he'll rank them from the most unhealthy to the healthiest option. And he did ice cream, and he had Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, Tillamook, all of them. And Ben & Jerry's was the worst.
Is that so?
Yeah, it was the worst one. Most calories, most artificial processed, bad, really bad.
Wow.
But it is the best. It is the worst, but it's the best. It's like War and Peace.
George Brian asked me about, he's very health conscious. He's like, are you going to have at Bob's Bagels, like, are they going to be like organic bagels or whatever? And I said to him, I was like, look, when you go to get a bagel, you're not looking for gluten free. Like, maybe some people are, but you know what you're going into. So, no, you know, there's going to be other options, but they're not, the bagels are not going to be that. I'd rather have just a really good bagel. You know what you're getting into. It's not a healthy play. And do that. But that is interesting about the Ben and Jerry's, because yeah, it just absolutely rocked my fucking world.
It sinks you, and then you do, like, the guilt the next day is just horrible.
It's horrible, bro.
And you do another one. Bob's a cereal guy. If there's one food, neither do I, and I don't do it because I don't like it, but I think that cereal is the most intentionally avoided food by mentally fat people on the planet, because you know if you buy a box of cereal, it's gone, and if you're going to eat it, it's actually gone in like 3 days. Like, you never use the serving size. You just overeat it, and the box is just gone instantly. I can't do it. I can't keep it. I'd eat it. I can't keep it in the house. I can't.
Now, you were saying the snacks. I saw the thing. Those makeshift guys were the U.S.'s, or the, I think it was the U.S.'s most unhealthy snacks, like with everything involved. And the number one, I guessed that it was going to be, because you just, it's great, but you know it's not. And that's the nacho cheese Dorito has to have some crazy, crazy shit on it.
Oreos too are like terrible.
Oreos was like number Oreos 5.
The double stuff for you.
Yeah, the double stuff.
You use them as the cereal, like mood.
I will say the one thing that Stoob did that was a game changer for me when we were in Virginia is they put the Oreos in the freezer.
Oh yeah,
and let me tell you,
yeah, no, that's a game changer.
You've never tried an Oreo so good as those things come in fucking piping cold.
You ever have a deep fried Oreo?
No,
that's a big Jersey thing, man. Or like the Zeppelin. That's a big Jersey thing.
You
want to
talk fat fuck? You're talking fat fuck fried Oreo with not only that powdered sugar on top of the fucking Bob's correct. Zeppelin's. It's a boardwalk, like a boardwalk.
Correct.
Snack.
Fried funnel Oreos. Cake. How about a funnel
cake? You fat piece of shit.
What is a funnel cake?
It's like fried. It's fried dough with powdered sugar on it. It's unreal, man. It's unreal.
You know, funnel cake, Joe.
Maybe we call it something different. We do back home. We do the little mini donuts, like with the powdered sugar all over them. Isn't at the fair.
That's like, but they're hot out of the fryer, right?
Yeah, so they're like tiny. Yeah, they're so good, man. Yeah,
it's
they're
just a
so,
ball of dough so with good. Fucking. It's a fried ball of dough with sugar on it. It's so bad, but it's so.
So, good. Are you about to go off, Mikey?
Yeah, I'm gonna go off tonight.
Good for you, though. Good for you. And then when you have those like binging days, are there times where like the kids want to play and you just feel so fat that like it's hard?
Yo, fuck you, dude. No, I'll always
I try and put myself there because I know how bad I feel after those, and it's like even having a conversation.
Well,
I just
it's good. I'm lucky because my daughter Gabrielle is very mentally fat as well. So like the first thing she asked for this morning when she woke up, she goes, she knows in the back of her head it's Sunday. She's like, Daddy, can we order pancakes today?
Wow.
Man. I'm like, yeah, babe, we can. She goes, and I want blueberry. I said, no problem.
Yeah.
Said, I'll do that for you.
Good for her, man.
Yeah. That's what I had when I woke up in the Vellani household with the blueberry pancakes.
Yeah, yeah. Holly makes a good blueberry pancake.
He did. They were great.
She makes a good blueberry pancake.
You know what I'm getting kind of into too?
Go ahead.
Is the look, I you know, same thing about the bagels where like you don't want a healthy option. I do love pancakes, and to have a healthier option, I tried those like Zodiac. They're like green, like healthier pancakes.
Nicole's made those before.
Kodiak, Bob. Kodiak.
What did I say?
Zodiac.
That's a movie he also hasn't watched. The Zodiac.
I'm taking a beating, Zodiac man.
Pancakes. I'm hey, taking the Zodiac beating. Pancakes made by the Kodiak Mamasi.
Bob, you're talking about the protein.
Yeah.
Kodiak. Yeah. That's what Holly makes, the Kodiak pancake.
Zodiac pancakes.
I can't notice too much of a difference. I think they're very good.
And they're filling. I think they're very filling. You have a couple of those bad boys.
What's your take on bacon? Like,
love bacon.
Does Holly try to do the turkey bacon, Michael?
No.
See, Nicole does the turkey bacon, and it just doesn't hit the same, dude.
I still like turkey bacon, though. I will do it. And I have a big theory with bacon. Bacon, like Bob does bagels, that bacon ain't coming off the grill unless it's crisp. Yeah. It's gotta be crispy, man. It has to be. Don't you agree, Pete?
Yeah, I think so. I sometimes if they do it too crispy, though, it's almost like it doesn't have like should have a little bit of chew in it. Like it shouldn't be so crispy that you take a bite and the whole thing disintegrates.
Well, the thicker the piece, the more you get the little bit of chewiness.
You know what's good,
Mike? Cooked well.
That Mastro's, that thick Newski bacon. Those.
The thick Newski bacon.
That is.
That's good stuff, man.
It's good. Nice. It's got like some caramelized action.
I feel
going
like
on
steakhouses,
there.
That's a big thing now. The bacon, the steakhouse bacon side, like the thick slab cut bacon.
Yeah. I don't mind that being a little fatty. Is okay. That's a different type of bacon. I don't mind the turkey bacon.
Right, but Bob's like, if you go to like a diner and you're just having like regular ass bacon, it's gotta be cooked. Like it's gotta be, because if it comes out and it's like see-through-ish, like you could kind of like it's not charred. It's so greasy. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's
tough. After Bob does bagels and once that's a hit, the Sproplesses do diners best. I'm gonna do the Jupiter Diner.
He's already thinking about doing another business, Michael.
Listen.
We don't even have the bagel spot. Bobby's shoe is not even ready yet. Well, the guy is ready.
Everything's in motion.
Anyway, look, in the meantime, that was an awesome episode of the Brilliant Lunch Show. Had a little bit of everything. Shout out Johnny Manziel hopping on the show. Pretty cool. He shouted out Dom. Dom has no idea how legendary
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know? He's a big fan of the program, so we'll see him at the Internet Invitational. Fellas, always a pleasure. Go USA. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.